Today's shiur is the Masechtas Brachos in Talmud Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We will be beginning on the last line of Daf Beis Amud Aleph with the words Tani. As the sun sets in the west, the sun's rays cause the eastern sky to become red. This reality has halachic nafkaminas l'inyan, what we consider Yom, Laila, and Benishmashas. Tani, the Brisa tells us the following: Kol zman shepenei mizrach ma'adimim, as long as the eastern sky is red, zehu yaim, that is considered, halachically considered yaim. Hechsifu, if let's say the eastern sky becomes slightly darkened, meaning that the bottom of the eastern sky becomes dark, whereas the top of the eastern sky is still red, zehu benishmashas, that is considered halachically a benishmashas. Hishchiru, if let's say it is completely black, meaning that Nasa Ha'elyon Shavalatachtan, the upper half of the sky is similar to the bottom half of the sky, that they're both black, Zehu Lailo, the Brisa says, that is considered a Lailo. Rebbe Eimer, Rebbe said the following: Halavona Bitkufasa, the Lavona, when it's in the middle of the month, that's considered Kufasa, meaning that in the middle of the month, we know the moon is full. It's in the beginning of the month and the end of the month that the moon is only a sliver. But in the middle of the month, it is a full moon. At the time that it's a full moon, what happens is the Levana rises and falls in the beginning and end of the night. And the Levana can be seen the entire night. Whereas in the beginning and the end of the month, the Levana is only seen for part of the night. Rabbi Eimer, ha-Levana b'tkufasa, the Levana in its strength, in its tkufa, meaning in the middle of the month, hischil gilgul chama l'shaka, when the orb of the sun begins to set, from the beginning of Shkia, it is already considered Bena Shmashas, and at that point, the Tchilas Gilgal Levana La'alais, the Gilgal, the orb of the Levana, begins to rise. Zeu Ben Ashmashas, that is considered Ben Ashmashas. So again, Rabbi Eimer, Ha'Levana B'Tkufasa, the Levana, in the middle of the month, Hischel Gilgal Chamal L'Shaka, the Tchilas Gilgal Levana La'alais, Zeu Ben Ashmashas. Rabbi is coming to give another shir in Ben Ashmashas, based on the moon, that based on the moon in the middle of the month, which rises in the beginning of the night and sets at the end of the night, because it rises in the beginning of the night, and it rises at the exact same point, really, as the sun is beginning to set, that, if you want to identify where Ben Ashmashas is, that interplay between sun and moon, as sun begins to go down and moon begins to rise, that is considered Ben Ashmashas, specifically in the middle of the month. Rav Chanina said the following: Soif Gilgal Chama L'Shaka, V'Tchilas Gilgal Levana L'Alais. Rav Chanina is coming to argue on Rebbe. Let's understand the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Chanina. Everyone agrees in this machlokes, according to the Pnei Moshe, that the beginning of when the moon begins to shine is when it's halachically considered Ben Hashmashas. The question is, when exactly is that time that the Levana begins to be Oile, to begins to rise and to shine? According to Rebbe, the beginning of that Zman is at the same time as the beginning of Shkias HaChama. Whereas Rav Chanina holds that the beginning of the Levana shining, the beginning of the rising of the Levana, and the rise and shine of the Levana, is at the same time at the end of when Shkias HaChama takes place. So according to Rav Chanina, the Levana shines only at the end of Shkias HaChama, whereas in Rebbe, it begins at the beginning of Shkias HaChama. Let's read that again inside. Amar Rav Chanina, Saif Gilgal Chama L'Shaka, at the end time, at when the Chama, the Gilgal Chama, the orb of the Chama is Shekeah, it begins to set, or at the end of when it sets, V'tchilas Gilgal Levana Lalos, and the beginning of when the orb of the Levana begins to be Ayla. V'tani Shmuel Kain, Shmuel learned like Rav Chanina that Levana does not shine until the Chama has been Shekeah, has set completely. And both at night and the morning, Shmuel is saying that the Metzias is that the Levana does not shine in its full capacity at any point that the Chama is out. So B'tani Shmuel Kain, Shmuel learned like Rav Chanina, Ein ha-Levana Zayrachas, it does not shine with its full capacity, B'shasha ha-Chama Shekas, at the time that the Chama Shekas. In other words, it only shines at its full capacity when the Chama has completely gone down. And that's similar to Rav Chanina that says that Aliyas ha-Levana and Zrichas ha-Levana only takes place after Shkias ha-Chama, whereas Rebbe was saying that it takes place at the same time as the beginning of Shkias HaChama. V'loy Shekas, and similarly, when it comes to the morning, the Levana is not Shekas, it does not set, B'shasha HaChama Zorechas, at the time that the Chama is shining, but rather, it already has set by the time the Chama is Zorechas. And we will begin the next year with the words of Shmuel, Bar Chia.